Where There's a Will, There's a Way. Written and performed by the students of Rose Bruford College North, Class of 2026. Directed by James Stevenson.
Thank you. Please be seated. This is a tough day for us all. I knew Edmund quite well. We spent many hours discussing God and family, and this loss weighs heavily on me as well. But what helps me is the thought that faith is not a straight road. There are twists and turns and unexpected roadblocks. But faith is not about the destination, but the journey. Edmund faced many challenges in life, but through it all, he embraced that journey and found strength in the Lord. Now his struggles are over. He has entered into the eternal rest that Jesus promised. No more pain, no more sorrow, only the peace of being in God's loving embrace. This rest isn't earned by our deeds. It is a gift of grace. Ephesians 2:8 tells us, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith." Edmund embraced that grace and walked in faith, and now he rests in God's arms. I would like to take this moment to invite the child of Sir Edmund Cornelius Benedict Bartholomew Braxton III to the altar to pay their respects to their beloved father. Let me rephrase. The only child of Sir Edmund Cornelius Benedict Bartholomew Braxton III to stand.
I'm his only beloved child.
No, that's me, Ash. I am his son, although I've always felt mine was not the only soul linked to my late father's.
My father has raised me all my life. What is going on?
I've never met any of you or Dad, but hey, I'm Sam. Let's not take too long. I've got work after this.
No. You're all crazy. I work with Daddy Dearest and I'm his only child.
What the fuck? Sorry, Father, but that's my father.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Grace, was it?
Dr. Braxton.
Oh, so you're a doctor of what? Cardiology, is that right?
Yes. And you are the intern in that company? Is that right?
Elizabeth Marie Bartholomew Braxton. Pleased to meet you. And I'm actually the COO, so I'll probably be running the company now that dear daddy's kicked the bucket.
So you were quite close with him then?
Well, I wouldn't say close. Especially as he obviously had his fingers in many honeypots. A PR nightmare, honestly.
I couldn't disagree with you, even if I wanted to. So, are you here for the will?
But naturally. Although I'm not bothered about the money, I just want to know if I've been handed the business. You?
Reasonable. But as you know, you can never have too much money. Am I right?
True. Oh, well, as the oldest, we are entitled to more. Let's stick together, yes?
I like the way you think. Deal, new sister.
What are you doing here?
And you are?
Don't be a dick.
I remember you. Monaco, the Grand Prix. The wee Irish lass.
Will you just listen?
Look, it was one night. We had a great time. But you can't just show up to my dad's funeral.
Will you just...
Okay, listen. The will reading's in 20 minutes. I'm about to inherit loads of money. So what do you say? You got 5 minutes for old time's sake? You can help me mourn and, well, I can make you moan.
Oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with you? Haven't you figured out what's going on yet? This is our dad's funeral.
My dad's funeral.
Birdie.
What?
We're half siblings.
So?
So?
What? It's not like it's incest.
We have the same dad!
I shagged my sister.
£3.50, please.
blessings.
Yeah, I know it's an emergency, love. Let me put you on for a sec. All right, this Sidham stuff is mental.
Samantha, this is fate. The universe wanted this moment to be when we all met in person.
It's just Sam.
You're a Taurus. Straightforward, practical, a labourer of some sort.
I'm a mechanic, yeah. Honestly, never even met the man. Me mum just had a couple of pictures of them together.
He was a complex being. I saw him only a few times. Physically, anyway. Spiritually, he was always present.
Okay, what does that mean?
I can connect to the spirit world. And I'm a licensed Reiki healer if you are in need of guidance.
I'm honestly just here to find out if I can get a cut of the will. Now I know there's more of us, I ain't as hopeful.
Material things don't improve your quality of life. Your faith in the universe does.
So you don't care if he leaves you anything?
Well, I need resources to provide adequate treatment for clients. However, healing is rather an expensive profession that my funds cannot longer support.
So your skin? Honestly, I can't take all this jabbering. I'm going to go talk to someone who doesn't spout so much bullshit. Hello, mate. Sorry. Can't do that, love. Yeah, bad luck. Come on, stay.
Guys, everyone come in here. Granny wants to have a word.
Children, look. Some of you I have met. Some I only have heard of in photographs. But yes, it is true. You're all Webman's children. As a younger man, he was a loose cannon. He went from woman to woman in each new country he travelled to when expanding his business. He spent a couple of weeks with them and some got pregnant. He was not a present father. Either paid your mother's off or disappeared. I do not approve of his actions, but in all honesty, he paid me not to tell any of you. I'm sure you can all understand what we are willing to do for a man with infinite wealth. I'm sorry, and I hope you can forgive me.
Thank you, Jean. That really clears things up. Edmund has appointed me as the executor of his will. Now, I understand people's emotions and shock at the current situation, but I trust that if we all treat each other with kindness, this will go very smoothly. With that being said, let me begin. To my children, I am sorry that I did not tell you about each other. Many of you are the products of the recklessness of my youth. Up until recently, when I thought of you, I thought of shame. But I have found God, and with his help, I have built a relationship with all of you. I am sure that my death will bring you all closer, and you will find comfort in each other's arms. I leave my fortune and estate to Joe... No, that can't be right. This must have been what he was talking about. Your father made an informal addendum to his will in his last few days. Now, despite what my opinions are, he trusted me to carry out his wishes. So, I was going to leave my fortune and estate to my dear Joanna, but recent evidence has revealed that I am not the father of Joanna Felicity Charlotte Marie Braxton.
What?
You! Thank fuck for that! Sorry, Father.
As upsetting as that is, I cannot leave my holdings to a child born from an affair. Instead, the beneficiary of my will be my firstborn grandson, if his parents are married, of course. The business will also go to him, with Elizabeth Lillian Braxton holding his position until he is 18 years of age. I'm sorry, these are your father's last wishes.
Hang on a minute. You're telling me that the man that cared for me, raised me all my life, isn't actually my father?
Oh, well, welcome to Daddy's reject pile. No, oh, it's so hard being you.
At least he was nice enough to keep me around and not sack me off like he did with you lot.
No, different.
Now, everyone breathe in. And shut up!
Wait!
What? Did you not just hear? I'm the owner of the company now. I have a meeting to get to.
We said we would stick together. I've come out with nothing.
We didn't sign anything. I'm sorry, dear sister, but I have a business to run now. I really have to get going. Besides, we should really respect our dad's last wishes. Ta-ta!
What a bitch!
Elizabeth, Liz, Beth, Lizzie, can I call you Lizzie?
Ugh, piss off, Bertie.
You're getting the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you marry me?
Oh my God, Bertie, get the hell up. We are literally related, you idiot. This isn't Flowers in the Attic, you weirdo. Oh!
You're right. Fuck. Shit, sorry, Father.
I refuse to believe I'm related to that idiot of a man. Has he even got a half a brain cell?
I doubt it. He's just in it for the money, though. I don't think he's smart enough to have an ulterior motive.
True. Unless he managed to woo a girl that's stupid enough to sleep with him. Whoever has the first Braxton baby is practically standing on a gold mine, leaving the rest of us royally fucked.
Interesting. I'll be back in a sec. I've got to go find Bertie.
Ah, missing me already, were you?
Jesus Christ! Why are you everywhere?
Bertie, after Monaco, I haven't really been feeling the same.
I was that good, was I?
Well, you definitely did something. There's no easy way to say this. I'm pregnant. It's yours, Bertie.
What's mine?
Our baby.
Congratulations, my dear.
I'm going to be a father, father.
Stop talking to me.
What the hell is going on here? The spirit gods have granted them a child. I am happy to be your doula, for a small fee, of course. I could do a family discount.
Together, we have created the future Braxton money-making machine. Oh, my sweet Irish ass. I mean, lass, will you marry me?
Oh, my God!
I'm a registered officiant, a joiner of the souls, if you will. It was meant to be.
This family's so messed up.
Actually, would you do us the honour, Father?
Oh,